It was a gala celebration like downtown Fresno has not seen in years. It was this past weekend at a 100-year-old building that was constructed to house auto dealerships, Packard, Dodge Brothers, other cars that have long since gone by the wayside. The building has sat vacant for years, but now it's getting a new life through a different sort of technology. It's the new home of Bitwise Industries, and it's leading many people to ask, is the Valley's software industry in a new renaissance? Joining us now to talk more about that, both the opening of the new Bitwise South Stadium project and other issues regarding technology in the Valley, we have two guests joining us. Damon Thomas, who's a software developer affiliated with one of the companies that's at Bitwise, and also Jake Soberall, who's the brainchild behind all of this, or one of those, with Irma Olguin and others. Thanks to both of you for joining us today. Jake, has to be very exciting to see an idea that started years ago at the hashtag in the Tower District and then grew to Bitwise in the Mural District, about a 10,000 square foot building, now more than triple in size with your new facility.
That's right. I mean, we started in 1,800 square feet in the hashtag, and here we are opening up a 50,000 foot facility in downtown Fresno. It is really neat to see the realization of that dream, and really the most important part of it is twofold. All of the folks whose genius has made possible getting here, those folks that are operating technology companies, doing exciting things, and then what this means for the future of technology here in the Valley.
So for listeners who aren't familiar about Bitwise, let's hear the elevator pitch. You're a technology company, but you don't so much develop your own technology products as you're facilitating all of these other companies and students and others who come to you. As really, you're the hub. You're positioning yourself as a hub.
That's right. We began by trying to ask, well, what is separating Fresno from being a global technology center? And identified three missing pieces. Place. How do we create the sort of environments where a technology company would say, I want to be there above any other place. I want to be and grow in that space. It takes the form of physical spaces like the building at Bitwise South Stadium. The second is education. How do I learn the things I need to enter this industry, primarily computer programming and web development? And then third, execution. How do we make sure that people, both here in Fresno and outside of Fresno, begin thinking, I can get the custom software I need, everything from a website to an enterprise-level software right here in Fresno, so that that puts our local software developers to work on the sort of work they want to be doing. The belief being that if you provide those pieces to the local technology industry, you would begin to see the sort of growth that we've seen in places like Austin, Portland, and Silicon Valley. And we're now 2.5 years into that, enjoying some of that success.
Jake, you've talked about how there's 90 companies essentially associated with the new building in some way, shape, or form, housed there or sharing space there. We have one of the individuals who's involved in software development at your facility is Damon Thomas. Damon, tell us a little more about what you do and what your company does.
Thank you and good morning. We are a technology company that's had a relationship with Bitwise and Geekwise and Jake and Irma since the very beginning. We primarily develop technologies that allow companies and individuals to engage with specifically mobile users in a quick and effective and easy in a way that they can track that activity. I personally am also one of the educators for Geekwise Academy, which is a division of Bitwise, being one of the educators teaching people HTML and CSS web technology. So raising the crop of new individuals to become technologists in the Central Valley.
So from your perspective of somebody who's actually developing products, why is it so important to have this cluster together of different people who are all doing similar sorts of things? Because you could all be doing your own things throughout the city. Why is it so important to be together? And have you seen that sort of snowball?
It's definitely snowballed. For us, the introduction was 59 days of code. That was a web competition where we had to develop a product in 59 days. And that was our introduction to other developers and technologists in the area that we thought we were one of a few, the only ones in the Central Valley or city, and to come to one place to find out that we're not alone, that we can work with other developers to help us with issues that are pieces that we can't solve. They come to us, Bitwise Industries alone, when they are working to find developers to help with products to develop, they develop and source locally. It just having that as an initial launch pad. 59 days of code opened up the doors for all of that. We used to have an office on the northeast side of town, and it was a storefront, window facing, and it was just an office. Nothing exciting, nothing magical. We're just a group of developers, but moving into the Bitwise building, explosive for us and what we do and what we bring.
And Jake, I want to turn to you on that very note. You could have built this project anywhere. You could have built it out at River Park. I see big plots of land out there at Friant and Knees and all that area there that buildings are going up. You could have done something there. You could have gone to Madera. You could have gone to Clovis. Downtown, you have one project that continues, Bitwise Mural District. Mm-hmm. That's still busy and full. And now this new old building by the stadium on Van Ness Avenue. Why do you feel it's so important to be in that area? How does that help your business?
Yeah, so very much by design. There is the side of caring deeply about downtown and believing it's important to Fresno, but that doesn't drive the actual business need for being downtown. And it's born out of this industry specifically. If we look at our young people that are growing up and wanting to get into technology, and we're very familiar with the problem of technology, other industries, our best and brightest leaving. But in technology specifically, the places they're going to aren't terribly diverse from one another. They are Austin and Portland and South of Market in San Francisco and Chicago and New York. They're urban environments. They're gritty. They have they're rough around the edges. They're downtowns. There's a density of resources, a density of like-minded individuals, and it gives them the sort of professional experience that they're looking for. And so all we're doing with respect to the place is certainly with our own flavor and hopefully doing better than those that have come before us, but is recreating what exists in other cities and saying that we can meet that minimum viable product of a world-class technology space in downtown Fresno, and then looking at, well, how now can we exceed that and do better than those places?
It sounds like what both of you are talking about are sort of different sides of the same coin in terms of having that density, those connections, those interactions between different people. You were kind of isolated before where you were at, and now you're with all these other companies, Damon. So being together,
yes.
Does that foster new ideas and new competitiveness, maybe sharing ideas?
It's for us, the experience in being inside the Bitwise building, it's like we are our own technology company. We're developing products. And there are a bunch of other technology companies inside the building, but it seems like we're part of one big family and one big company. The interactions, the lunches, the events, the things that we do together, the engagement when it comes to I'm teaching a class. I ask another developer who works for another company inside, Derek at Edit, say, hey, can you come up and speak to my students about this piece of technology that I'm not an expert in, but he's an expert in. It's that type of thing where it really does feel like we're a big company, but we're our own individual companies and spinning and having lots of wonderful fun time together, PlayStation and all that good stuff.
Jake, tell us a little more about the building because people are going to drive by there. I've been driving by and seeing it, even if those people haven't taken a tour just yet. What's this all about? Give us the visual tour over radio.
Yeah, so if you've missed it before, you shouldn't any longer. There's a 25-foot by 15-foot billboard on top now that says Bitwise South Stadium there on Van Ness. It's a 50,000-square-foot building that was really deliberately picked. Big open floor plate. It used to be a car dealership, so the berths have to be big enough to get cars around in there. Gives us the ability immediately to create really neat, open, collaborative spaces. First of all, the site. We're a block off of the 41. So for our friends that are not yet warmed up to downtown, we are easily accessible right there from any place inside or outside of town. We're walking distance from Kern that has all of the lunch spots and the downtown club, which is just now reborn, and the convention center. You can walk to Chichance. You can walk to a number of different places. So we're expanding an existing pocket of revitalization. Now, once you get inside the building, we've tried to put together not just space for the technology companies, but an ecosystem that wants to keep them there for not just work, but that conversation that happens adjacent to work with another like-minded individual. So in the building, we have four shared conference rooms, each themed off of a classic video game. So we've got Donkey Kong, Halo, Zelda, SimCity, really fun local artwork that then immediately engages you and starts a conversation. And it's really meant to cater to our geek population. And then supportive amenities. We have a UPS store in the building providing printing, scanning, copying, shipping, that sort of thing. Two food vendors. We have Cafe Corazon opening a second location there in the tower now that will be in the building on the first floor, both open to the general public and to the folks in the building. Mabel's moving down from Kern to join us. As you make your way back in the building, there's going to be a lab space for rapid prototyping and robotics. Open with state-of-the-art equipment, open to all of the various robotics teams at our scholastic level, high school mostly, here in the Fresno County. If you take a left turn there at the end of the hallway, I'm visually walking you through here, there is a what used to be a car ramp, 120 feet long car ramp that is a commercial leasing problem, right? Nobody's renting slopes these days. So what we Irma came up with the idea, well, that ought to be a 200-seat stadium seating theater. And so for pitches and conferences and all of these sorts of things, now we have a venue for that, both for the folks inside the building and the community at large. Saturday night, we had the really good fortune of naming that the John W. Dotson Theater. So that'd be great fun.
Yes, yes.
In the basement, we have gym. So Accelerate Fitness out of Reedley, Dynuma, Selma has opened a new location, open to the general public and to the folks of the building 24 hours a day for a standard monthly membership. We have a lounge with video games and pool and all of the rest meant to be a spot for engagement. And then Geekwise Academy there in the building expands to 9,000 feet. And then I guess the last kind of big seminal element there is the hashtag from the tower moves down to the second floor of Bitwise South Stadium, more than doubles in size, opening up our capacity, and continues to offer its memberships at the same low rate of $39 a month.
Sounds like quite a project. $7 million, is that about the ballpark? I've seen that number quoted out there.
That's right. It's right in that ballpark. And, you know, for us, you get lost in that sometimes. But the interesting thing on the financials is it makes commercial sense to do this project. This is not charity. This is not a nonprofit. It's not a government entity. It makes commercial sense to do this deal downtown. And I'm really excited to share that because too often we think of downtown in a different way.
Damon, tell me, in terms of moving into this building, you aren't in there yet. How excited are you about how this might change your work?
Extremely, extremely excited because we're currently inside the Bitwise Mural District building. So we're officed in the current Bitwise building. So it's just a move to a much larger space with a lot more amenities. I mean, the project is Quick Labs. We are very, very thankful, and I'm very thankful that Irma and Jake gave us the opportunity. They put on 59 Days of Code, opened up the building, said, we want you guys in here. I mean, to the point where it's taking some of those developers and moving them downtown. So its impact in the building and all the excitement that it brings for us, the ribbon cutting events, the clients that we're able to bring in, the classes that we're able to teach, all of that is just huge. And to the point where it's positioning myself to become a downtown resident as well. Amazing.
We've had Jake on the program before talking about his vision for technology in the Valley and how this can grow and tens of thousands of employees working in this business. I want to ask you, as a different voice in this conversation, what do you see in the future? Do you see the current model growing in just in size and having a lot of these small individuals or small companies all working together? Or do you see this growing to the point maybe we have some larger technology companies all growing together? What's your vision for, let's say, 3 to 5 years from now?
My vision is exactly the same as Jake's and Irma's. The larger and smaller companies are already there. So all we're talking about is bringing in more. I see our business expanding. I see a lot of the smaller companies expanding. We moved in November of last year. A year later, we're already expanding. So in 3 to 5 years, I can just see many, many more companies locally and globally joining the Bitwise family and just wanting to have a piece of that pie.
Now, Jake, I asked your business partner, Irma, about this about 2 weeks ago, and she said, we have a problem. We're already out of space with the new building and the current one. Where do you go from here? How do you follow this up?
Well, I think we do more of the same and then some new exciting things. So we intentionally picked the spot there at South Stadium because there was opportunity for contiguous growth. Our intention is to create a campus and develop over 1 million square feet in the next 5 years, all for technology space and then supportive things like the restaurants, gyms, bars, coffee shops, those sorts of things. And that now creates a really interesting problem. We've got, if we develop 1 million square feet, we're talking about roughly a quarter of 1 million people now, tech workers coming to downtown Fresno. Folks are very fond of saying we don't have enough parking. So we've got to find a solution for that. For our part, we very sincerely want to develop a light rail system that gets folks from key areas of Fresno to downtown. And it's very easy to chalk that off as, hey, that's a government thing. But the truth of the matter is, if we look back through Fresno's history, just that has happened. Henry Huntington built that to get up to Huntington Lake, workers back and forth, a private railroad. And we intend to do just that here in Fresno to get those folks around and really make possible the sort of scale of technology growth that we're talking about in downtown Fresno. And based on what we've seen so far, that and more is really quite possible here.
We'll certainly be watching it again, Bitwise. When does the building actually open? You had your big grand opening gala, but I understand there's still some work being done.
Yes. we'll begin moving tenants in November. And with all of the settling and finalizing of construction, you're looking at probably it being at full speed sometime in mid-December, early January.
Very exciting. Jake Soberall with Bitwise Industry and Damon Thomas with GeekWise and a software developer in his own right teaches at the Bitwise facility there. And if people want more information, Jake, how can they get a hold of you? What's your website?
So bitwiseindustries.com.
All right. Thank you both for joining us so much today.
Thank you.